Welcome back, episode 48 for Saturday, October 5th. Hands-on with the new iPad 7th generation and key features of the new iPad OS. Let's get started. This is the Mac Minutes podcast with John Scudder, where you will learn about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in mere minutes, not hours. Mac Minutes won't waste your time with social chatter. It's all about Apple technology and the devices that support it. That's why this is the Mac Minutes podcast. Let's go to the show. In this episode, we will give a hands-on review of the new iPad 7th generation and some new features launched with the new iPad OS. The new iPad has a 10.2-inch Retina display, smart keyboard, and Apple Pencil support, and is supported by iPad OS, a new multitasking and creative capabilities platform. The new 7th generation iPad started shipping last week and is now in stores. They start at $329 with more screen area and support the full-size smart keyboard, as well as the iPad experience with iPad OS. If you want one with cellular, the iPad starts at $459. My first impression of the iPad and keyboard is a good one. It's getting closer and closer to replacing a laptop. If you move up to the 128GB and the cellular option along with the keyboard, you end up in the $500 to $600 range. It's quite a modest price in comparison to previous models and its capabilities. For the first time, support for the full-size smart keyboard comes to the iPad. The keyboard has a direct connection and provides a full cover for the device versus earlier models, which left the back exposed. There is nothing more frustrating to me than a Bluetooth keyboard which is either discharged or one which does not connect. I can say it's a pet peeve of mine, and the convenience of not having the hassle is worthwhile to me. It costs a little more than the Bluetooth at $159, but it is definitely worth it for productivity and the convenience. The latest innovation Apple has included is Apple Pencil support, the fast A10 Fusion chip, advanced cameras and sensors, portability, and improved all-day battery life. This is everything I need in an iPad. Let's break each of these topics down a little further. The iPad weighs about 1 pound and for the first time features an enclosure made from 100% recycled aluminum with the same strength, durability, and beautiful finish as the aluminum in previous Apple products you may be familiar with previously. The iPad uses Touch ID, making unlocking iPad simple and secure using just your finger to keep your information safe. It also uses the Lightning connector, as the Apple Pencil still requires the port for charging. Next, let's go to the display. The latest iPad has a bigger display and a portable design. It's what I want to carry when I don't need the power of my MacBook. The new 10.2-inch Retina display iPad has nearly 3.5 million pixels and a wide viewing angle, making it a vivid screen for creative expression and perfect for immersive augmented reality experiences that take advantage of its enhanced cameras and advanced sensors. Its great detail will be an asset for those interested in using it for photography to gaming. Now let's talk power and what's driving the new iPad. As we said previously, it's the A10 Fusion chip. The new 7th generation iPad will bring powerful multitasking and smooth gameplay to Apple Arcade. This powerful processing is something to consider whether to upgrade or not. If you are performing intensive functions where processing speed is an issue, an upgrade is probably in order. Designed to be ultra-portable and durable, staying connected is easy on the iPad with fast, wireless performance, and support for the gigabit class LTE connection, delivering 3 times faster cellular data connections. Before we move on to the new iPad OS operating system, let's talk about whether an upgrade is in order. My general advice to listeners is if you have an iPad Air 2 and later, any of the iPad Pro models, an iPad 5th generation and newer, an iPad Mini 4 and newer, you are probably okay. If your iPad falls older, I would recommend an upgrade. You can decide for yourself by going to this website to compare devices. It's apple.com/iPad/compare. I'll put that link and some pictures on the Mac Minutes website, which is located at macminutes.blubrry.net. Let's move on to the second half of the Mac Minutes podcast and talk about the new iPad OS. iPad OS makes iPad even more capable with powerful new features, including effortless multitasking and desktop class browsing. iPad OS is a powerful operating system designed with new capabilities and intuitive features for the large display and versatility of iPad. iPad OS brings new ways to work with apps in multiple windows, more information at a glance on a redesigned home screen, and more natural ways to use the Apple Pencil. iPad OS also gets a dramatic new dark mode, a simple way to sign into websites that protects your privacy with sign-in with Apple, and new tools to edit and view your photos. iPad OS is available as a free software update for the iPad Air 2 and later, all iPad Pro models, iPad 5th generation and later, and iPad Mini 4 and later. If you are eligible, you should have already been prompted to make this upgrade from Apple. Let's talk about some of the new features for iPad OS. The first is there is a new home screen. The home screen has been redesigned with a new layout to show more apps on each page. The Today view can now be added to the home screen, allowing quick access to widgets for at-a-glance information, including headlines, weather, calendar, events, tips, and more. The next is doing more with split view and slide over. iPad users can now work with multiple files and documents from the same app simultaneously with updates to split view, or can quickly view and switch between multiple apps in slide over. For example, customers can compose an email while viewing another email side by side or access multiple apps like Messages or Calendar with just one swipe. For those who may not know how to use Split View, let me go over it real quick. You open an app, swipe up from the bottom of the screen to open the dock. On the dock, touch and hold the second app that you want to open and drag it off the dock. When the app opens in slide over, drag down. On to our next feature. There are now more ways to use your Apple Pencil. With iPad OS, Apple Pencil is even more integrated into the iPad experience. Customers can now mark up and send entire web pages, documents, or emails on iPad by swiping Apple Pencil from the bottom corner of the screen. A redesigned tool palette gives quick access to tools, color shapes, object eraser, a new pixel eraser for removing any part of a stroke, and a ruler for drawing perfectly straight lines. Apple Pencil feels even more natural using advanced prediction algorithms and optimizations to reduce its industry-leading latency to as low as 9 milliseconds. I've put a screenshot of the palette in the show notes, again at macminutes.blubrry.net. Apple Pencil first generation is available for purchase separately for $99. Next is a more powerful Files app. The Files app is a central place to quickly access and manage documents. And with iPad OS, it gets even better with iCloud Drive support for folder sharing. Anyone with access to a shared folder will see it in iCloud Drive and will always have the ability to access the latest version. iPad OS also supports external drives, allowing users to easily plug in USB drives, SD cards, or log in an SMB file server, all of which appear as volumes inside Apple's also updated Files app. You'll need an external drive equipped with USB-C or Lightning ports depending on the type of iPad you own. I would recommend using an Apple dongle versus a third-party device, such as Apple's SD card to Lightning adapter, USB 3.0 camera connection kit. Whichever you use, plug it into your iPad and power on the device. Once your external storage is switched on and connected to your Apple tablet, open the Files app. You'll see the new external storage volumes appear in the location menu of the Files app. Tap on the volume to see what is inside. You can drag and drop your files to your iPad, copy them to your online storage services, or work on the files just as you do any other file on your tablet. You can also save files directly to these drives. Another feature is desktop class browsing with Safari. Safari is more powerful than ever on iPad. iPad OS automatically presents the desktop version of the website scaled appropriately for the iPad display and optimizes it for touch, so web apps like Google Docs, Squarespace, and WordPress work great in Safari on iPad. Safari also delivers new features such as a download manager, 30 new keyboard shortcuts, and enhancements to tab management. There's also improved text editing. Text editing on iPad receives a major update with iPad OS, making it easier and faster to point with even more precision and speed, select text with just a swipe, and use new gestures to cut, copy, paste, and undo. To learn more about iPad OS, go to apple.com/iPadOS. There's a lot more out there to learn. One tip that I learned was you can take the keyboard and you take your two fingers and pinch them together and you now have a smaller keyboard. That's just one example. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. Until next week, if you have a question, please see our show notes or reach me through the Mac Minutes webpage located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac, and our Mac Minutes podcast group is available on Facebook to join if you want to provide input, discuss devices, or provide ideas for future podcasts. I also provide other articles from tech journalists that I think are important. Thank you again for listening to Mac Minutes, and it's available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and we just added Deezer. So have a great week. We will talk to you again on the Mac Minutes podcast.